Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, June 6th.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everyone. And we're here on a Friday, which people should really appreciate, you know.
I always love looking on social media on Friday because it's always the hashtag TGIF.
TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
Right.
I love that.
I know. You know, there's a restaurant called that, right?
TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd never put two and two.
Now you know.
And they have that in England, too.
Do they really?
You know, I always used to love going to TGI Fridays. I love the chicken fingers and fries with honey mustard. If I went today, I would still get that.
Really?
And my mom hated TGI Fridays.
Why?
It wasn't that good of a restaurant, and it's really not that good in England. The food isn't very good, but it's like it's a nicer restaurant by the mall.
Yeah.
That we'd go to after shopping, and my mom hated it every time.
Really? Yeah,
every time I was like, "Can we please go to TGI? Please." But she hated it every single time.
Yeah. I don't know. They sometimes have like new menus, and they've got some good stuff, you know. I mean, I don't go there a lot. Mm-hmm. I did used to go there a lot more. It used to be very popular cuz they have a bar and stuff, so people would hang out.
They have
out.
Some good drinks.
Right. And it's a pretty big restaurant also.
Yeah, it's a big chain.
Yeah. And the restaurants themselves are pretty big too. You know,
yeah.
When you go inside, so they can contain a lot of people. But I haven't seen them being that busy lately. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I drive by there.
And now there's so many other restaurants. I mean, I love, have you ever been to Islands? That's such a good restaurant.
The new
and
one,
it's kind of the same kind of thing, like burgers and kind of the TGI.
Right.
It does nachos, chicken fingers. There's so many different restaurants now that are so good.
Yeah.
And better than TGI's. I feel like it's kind of running them out of business.
Yeah. I know. What they do have that's good is potato skins, if you ever had those.
They do. And I love getting, that's where I first got mozzarella sticks.
Really?
Love.
Yeah.
Anything fried. I mean,
I
fried cheese is just like being in heaven.
Melted cheese, I love.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's the first place I ever got mozzarella sticks. And I love buying them from the supermarket, even though they're like $8 or something ridiculous.
Really?
For like four mozzarella sticks.
And that's TGI Friday's brand, right?
Yeah.
I know. They have some stuff in the store as well.
Yeah. And they have the potato skins in the store, and they have
like probably like chicken wings and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they have like different stuff, like stuffed jalapenos and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good
so
stuff.
So all
like
the appetizers
that.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sounds good. I'm getting hungry now.
I know.
Just talking about it.
I didn't eat breakfast today, so that's being, now all I want is chicken fingers.
Yeah. Do you eat breakfast sometimes?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Well, I have been trying to.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been trying to the past couple weeks.
That's a good thing.
I've been eating bananas for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Just to get my metabolism going.
Yeah.
But I didn't have one today.
That's a good thing.
I didn't have any left, so.
Oh, okay. So today, you're going to be hungry earlier probably,
yeah.
Huh?
So today, I guess it's lunch early.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get better at eating more regularly. So
yeah, that's a good thing. You know,
yeah.
You got to eat regularly and stuff, because otherwise your body doesn't know what's going on.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So do you have any plans for the weekend? Any important plans?
Yeah, I'm going up to Oakland for a wedding. Be good food all weekend.
Oh, cool.
So I'm excited.
Did you get another dress, or are you wearing the same thing?
No, I have a dress.
Yeah.
That I'm going to wear.
Okay.
It wasn't as hard to find. So yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be
good. It's
a
like
good
for every
weekend.
Wedding, you have to come up with a new dress.
No,
huh?
I know. And I broke my favorite pair of black stilettos. I broke last week.
Really?
So now I'm like, dang it, what shoes am I gonna wear? Now I'm saving up for a pair of Louboutins.
Oh, wow.
But it's going to take me a while to save.
I guess, huh? Yeah. I know. Women just love that. You know, the same with the purses mm-hmm. as well, the bags.
I think the shoes, I mean, I literally wear my tan and black shoes pretty much every day. So why, and I buy cheap pairs of shoes all the time and they break.
Right.
So why, by the time I've paid all this money, I could just have bought
right.
a more expensive pair that are going to last.
You think it's going to last longer?
Yeah, and there's warranty on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. But it's still probably cheaper to buy new ones all the time than to buy just one of those. But look, I get it. I love brands too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a certain feeling, you know?
Right.
And that's the amazing thing about businesses, how they can create a cool factor,
mm-hmm.
you know, where exactly. people have to have it.
And it is, and it's the red soles on Louboutins. That's what people want. And I've always wanted a pair.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save up and I'm going to buy myself some.
Good.
I used to be the kind of person that as soon as I had money, I would spend it right away.
Yeah.
I still have money left from Christmas.
Really?
That my family gave
Good
me.
For
yeah.
you.
So really, I'm like halfway there.
Yeah, you've improved.
Yeah. So I've really improved. Now I keep my money. I'm like, I don't even want to go out for dinner sometimes. I don't want to spend the money.
Wow.
I'll be okay to yes. save up the money. It won't take me too long, hopefully.
Yeah.
But then I know I'll go into the store and not want to buy them because they're so expensive. I'll be like,
right.
No, this is all my money.
The question is, is it a big deal to wear it when everybody else does? It seems like, you know.
I don't, to me, it's not really the label.
Right.
It's more of the fact that it's a nice pair of shoes that I know aren't going to break.
Okay.
Because all my shoes break.
Yeah.
All of them.
Really?
I'm waiting for
like
the
heels, you mean?
Anything. Like the heels break, or I mean, I bought a second pair of the shoes. I have a pair of tan shoes on. I had to buy them again because the cut is kind of weird, and the cut of the shoe by the toes, and it ripped.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, great. As I was wearing them, I was like, well, this is going to be a long night.
So, they ripped as you bought them? Like brand
no,
new?
As I wore them.
As you wore
I'd had them for about a month.
Okay.
Granted, I'd probably worn them every day for that month, but still.
Yeah.
It's only like 30 times wearing them. Like, they shouldn't break. So I went and bought the same pair, but these just aren't as comfy.
Right. No, and it's true. You know, I mean, you believe that you spend more money, it's probably going to last longer, and it probably will, you know.
And even, but I mean, I love my shoe collection. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of shoes, but even the expensive shoes that I've bought, they break too.
Really?
So it just bugs me. But I'm hoping, I think I'll be okay with the Louboutins.
I've never heard of breaking shoes, though. You know, I mean, the thing is, I've, you know.
Oh, really?
I've never broken
all
a shoe.
My shoes have.
But it's probably because they're more delicate for women, right? The shoes are
maybe.
More delicate and stuff.
Like, I mean, I have a really nice pair of wedges that Jessica Simpson, one of my favorite pair of wedges.
Uh-huh.
And the sole just came up. And it was like dragging on the floor, and I was like, "Great, I have to go get this fixed." And then the leather part that goes over your foot, that came out on one side, so I had to go get that fixed. And
wow.
I was like, "Great, I could have bought a new pair."
Yeah, exactly.
By the time, because then it adds up $20 a time, and it's like, "Great, that's $40."
Right.
Only a couple, 20 more bucks, I could have bought another pair of shoes.
Exactly.
You know?
I know. I'm like that. I don't like to get things fixed. I just rather buy a new one.
Really?
You know? But it makes you spend a lot of money, obviously. You know?
See, I like getting them fixed because, well, it depends which kind.
If you like them, I'll get a new pair.
And I know that the new pair won't be as comfy. But I mean, my shoe collection, I have a lot of shoes, but probably a good 10% of broken shoes that I just won't throw away.
Wow.
I can't part with them. I can't. I love
Are you a hoarder, Charlotte?
I am.
Really?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow.
My closet, my shoes. And when I moved from Florida, I had a tough time like getting rid of everything. And just athletic gear. I have so much Florida State stuff.
Really?
It is unreal. Whoa. I have a whole suitcase under my bed. My mom has a suitcase that she took back. I think she took two suitcases back to
England. Whoa.
And then I have clothes in my closet, too, in drawers. All Florida State swimming and diving clothes
Whoa.
That we just got given. It's just, like, insane the amount of stuff we got given. But I feel like I can't throw that stuff away.
Yeah.
Like, I can't throw this away. And even if I have, like,
that stuff is,
four
is...
of, like, the same color, same shirt, I still won't throw any of them away.
Oh, God.
I know. But I do. But it was in Florida because I had all these knick-knacky things that I just didn't need. Yeah. And I did a good job of kind of parting with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I had this really nice vanity mirror. It was like a 3-part mirror. The sides moved in and out. It was like an oval shape. My grandma gave it to me. And I don't know if I'm having a brain fart. I was like, Mom, where is this mirror? I had it in Florida. I don't know if I got it shipped to England and back to it with me, if it's under my bed. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to find this mirror. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. And I don't know where it is.
Wow.
But I think my mom might. Exactly. It's somewhere. And it's just me being, I don't know where it is. I think my mom might have it.
Yeah. Probably, if you don't have it in your place, it's probably
And I haven't
there.
Looked under my bed, so it could be under my bed, but I don't really want to. This morning, I was like, no.
You don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So it's better to keep thinking maybe it's there, right?
Well, I just don't want to pull everything out, because there's a lot under my bed. It's like Tetris to get everything under my bed, okay?
Oh, God, that's funny. I know, I don't really hoard things, but, you know, sometimes, I mean, I have clothes that I discontinued wearing and they're still there, you know, until sometimes I think, well, maybe I should clean out my closet and just give them away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I do sometimes, you know. But I got to say, you know, I don't enjoy, I mean, I don't have the desire to go clothes shopping and stuff.
Right.
But once I do, it's pretty cool, you know? I mean, I enjoy having new clothes. It's like, it feels better, you know?
Yeah.
Because what happens is sometimes we just get dressed just to be dressed, you know? But, or to be, you know, to put on something.
Right.
But at the same time, clothes can make you feel so cool if they fit you well, if you like them, if they look good. And, you know, I mean... You know, like I know, especially with jackets and jeans and stuff like that, if it fits really nice, I feel cool about
it.
You feel
good, right? Yeah, completely.
You know, because sometimes, I mean, I've lost weight, so many of my jeans are like sort of falling off and, you know, so.
That's never a bad thing.
No, I suppose not. But you have to get new clothes, you know.
That's true. That's true.
And I hate when the pants are just hanging on me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, once you get your mind into it, I guess it's okay, you know.
Definitely.
And it's funny, though, how women enjoy shopping. And that's why, you know, you go to the mall, it's mostly women's clothes.
Yeah.
And accessories and things like that, makeup. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you go to the department stores, you go to Macy's and Bloomingdale's and stuff, it's mostly women because that's who shops.
Right.
Men don't shop, you know. You have a men's clothing business, you're out of business, man.
And it's all women shopping for the men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except those suit places where, you know, they give you like, they have the, like 3-day suits and stuff. So I still don't understand why they only do it for 3 days. I mean, they have to pay for the rent probably for the whole week, for the whole month.
True.
You know, it's not like when you're not there, there's a different store.
Yeah.
So, but maybe it's the labor, you know, the employees or whatever that saves them money or something.
Right.
But it's a fact that they do it, you know, and then you go in there and then they'll give you half or like buy one, get one free, things like that. So those are men's stores for the most part. But you go in the mall, there's hardly anything.
Right.
You know.
It's true. It's all women's store.
Yeah. So, yeah. And of course, you know, talking about malls, there's no fun anymore. There's no fun stores. Like books and DVDs and computer games.
Right.
And,
it really all is clothing stores. I mean, I went to the mall in Century City and I think there's like one Athletic that's a men's store.
Yeah.
And it's a big mall.
Right.
And I was just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
All women's clothes. Women's clothing stores.
I know. So that's what it's all about. I mean, you look, especially in California in the summer, what can men wear, you know? Shorts and a t-shirt, you know, jeans and
it's
a t-shirt.
Not much variation.
Yeah, you know. It's not like there's a big selection. So that's what happens, you know. And that's why it takes me extra time to find nice things because I don't like the ordinary things.
Right.
You know? And, so I, you know, I so, I mean, yeah, so about clothes. I enjoy wearing new ones, you know, but I have to get rid of some. And, you know, I don't hoard. I mean, mainly maybe books and, you know, I have some old computer games. I figured I'd just save as souvenirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't really have anything. I mean, if I have things, it's just because I haven't thrown it away yet. Right. I haven't gotten around to it. But, you know, I mean, I even have like a VCR, you know, that I found.
Yeah.
Wow. Found sitting somewhere. And that's exciting because I have like many tapes that I didn't know how to watch. But it's not like I'm watching them, but knowing that you have it there is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have a, well, I don't think I have a tape player, but I have a CD player, like a portable, like a boombox, you know, which people don't use anymore.
That's cool.
I know. So, yeah, and they're just sitting in my closet, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Those won't be things you'll get rid of.
No, probably not.
They're too cool to get rid of. Not like broken shoes.
I know. Now I wish I would have held on to a lot of things I had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, it's too late now. You know, when you're broke in your life and you're young, you go to the swap meet, you sell your stuff. Now they have Craigslist. Right. You know, you get rid of things. To make like, 20 bucks here, 20 bucks there.
Yeah, seriously. And people buy it so quickly.
Yeah, I know. I know. But God knows what we used to do without Craigslist, you know. And not only that, but I think that everything would have taken, used to take us so long to do. Just think about it, you know. Today, we find out things just pulling out the phone, going into Google or Siri, and that's it. You have the answer. And how much time did we spend looking for a gas station
and
or
directions
a restaurant
and things?
Yeah.
And it's just like, how did we cope before?
Right. You know, go to the library, doing research, things like that, you know.
And have like a big map. I remember when I would come to, we came to America when I was like 10. My mom, I remember, had this huge paper map.
Right.
She's saying, okay, you go right here.
Yeah.
And she's following it with her finger on the map.
And in L.A., they actually have a book full of maps. I don't know if they publish it anymore. Maybe they do. But because of GPS and stuff, you probably don't need it. But it's called The Thomas Guide. And it's a book about this thick, like pretty, like an inch thick or so. And it has like small maps of part of the city.
Oh, cool.
Because the city's so big. So,
very cool.
Yeah, so that's what we used to use. And obviously, it's not as efficient as GPS. And, you know, other things as well, like listening to music, you know, watching movies, you know, books. Everything is immediate now.
Right. Everything's just so easy.
Everything
you don't have
is
to
easy.
Go to the video store and pick up a DVD
anymore. Think how long that would take.
Yeah.
You know? And other things as well. You know, just go to the store, buy this, buy that. And you can buy anything from home now.
Right.
What a world we've come to, man. And then, of course, you have the social networks and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think I could live without Facebook anymore, you know.
And all of them. I mean, just to know what people... I'm just interested to know what people are doing. I'm nosy. Maybe I am.
I know. We don't have a life. We want to know what other people are doing.
I love looking at people's photos. And yeah.
I know. But too many pet pictures there. Too many cats and dogs.
Oh, I love
for my taste.
Pictures.
Do
and
you really?
Food photos, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food photos and dog photos. You got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You love dogs?
Love them. Oh, really? My gosh. I got sent a photo of a golden golden doodle, this morning. I want him so bad.
Really?
I want a dog so bad. I've wanted one for so long.
Yeah.
And this gold is 75% golden, 25% poodle. Just the cutest thing. Oh,
really?
My gosh.
Is it a puppy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
You see, I think nature made offspring cute. Like babies, you know, babies are like the cutest thing. You know, they've got the big eyes. You just want to eat them up. The same with puppies, you know.
Yeah.
And I think nature made that so we would take care of them, you know. I mean, imagine if they were not cute, you know.
I know, no one would want them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So nature knows what it's doing.
Completely.
You know.
I agree with you.
Yeah. But your lifestyle is too busy to have a dog,
I know.
Huh? Yeah, you'd have to leave him alone all day. I know. That would be fun, right?
No, it wouldn't. But if you left wouldn't be fat for him.
Yeah. You know, either a dog or a cat, they would destroy your house if you leave them alone. You
know? My good shoes, they would eat.
Yeah.
Then I would have no shoes.
I know. But the worst is when they shit in the house, you know?
Yeah.
And you definitely have to train them. But if you don't...
And if you're not there, you can't train them.
So yeah, exactly. So you'll come home. I remember we got a Chihuahua when I first got married a long time ago, and he was a puppy. Mm-hmm. So we would put him in the kitchen and put like those guard doors, you know, mm-hmm. like those ones that collapse and stuff, where you can close in the kitchen. And we would come home, you know, and we left him like those poop papers or whatever they call it, you know, like the thing that soaks the pee and stuff. And so we left it there. You know, you come home and you see the dog shit and walked in the shit and all that, and the whole kitchen is stinks and stuff. And, you know, you go, I don't want a dog, man.
Yeah, it's what it was cracked up to
no,
be.
No, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, see, just you saying that puts me off it.
Yeah, I know. Or to pick up their shit, you know, if you have like a big dog, you walk them outside, you have to pick it up. Oh, man, that's gross, you know.
Yeah.
So those are the things. But people say, look, you know, when you love a dog, it's like your child, you know, you don't mind it.
Right.
Because I remember I used to worry, what am I going to do when we have a baby? How am I going to stand changing them and stuff? Mm-hmm. But when it's yours, it doesn't gross you out that much.
Right.
You know?
And yeah, and I think in a couple years, I'll definitely be ready for one.
Yeah, huh?
I want a dog so bad.
Did you used to have a dog? Did you ever grow up with a dog?
No.
No?
When I was, I mean, I think it was when it was two that the dog passed away. When I was two.
Oh,
so,
wow.
No, not
so you
really.
Don't remember it.
No.
Yeah.
But I've always just loved dogs.
Yeah.
My best friend has a dog and, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Love them.
Cool.
Love them.
Yeah, they definitely keep you busy also, mm-hmm. you know. But it's fun, I guess, to walk them, to go to the park.
Right.
See them.
And that's why
dogs.
I want to have more time so that I can do all that and go to the beach and, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. The dogs like the beach, too.
Yeah. I read this article this morning. It's 10 eerie Hollywood deaths.
Oh, wow.
The first one's Andy Kaufman. He died in 1984 from cancer, but people believe that he actually faked his death.
Really?
Since then, yeah.
Wow, that's freaky.
I know, right?
So that he just disappeared and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like an urban legend to me, you know, because he was like that. I mean, he would do things and he didn't know if he was serious or not.
Right.
You know?
But that's probably why people think, did he actually die?
Nobody saw the body.
Right? The next was Jeff Buckley, died at 31 while swimming in a river in Memphis, but reports claim he was familiar with the river and also fully clothed and apparently happy when he walked in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but how do you, I mean, if you're a good swimmer and familiar with the river, how do you...
Well, if you walk in with clothes, I think you plan on not coming out, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, maybe he did.
And he looked happy. Maybe he was relieved. That's it. He's ending his life.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it sounds weird.
And then Marilyn Monroe was considered probable suicide by overdose.
Right.
But some had thought that she couldn't have swallowed the drugs because there was no trace of them in her stomach.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
So how did she die then if there was no drugs in her stomach?
I don't know.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
if she died of something else, I mean, that's totally possible, but mm-hmm. they wouldn't call it suicide.
No. Yeah. But maybe, I think this is why it's saying eerie, because they're all...
Like you're unsure of what happened. Yeah.
David Carradine?
Carradine.
Carradine.
Yeah.
Was found naked hanging by a rope in his hotel room.
Yes, I remember that one.
And although suicide was initially suspected, it was ruled out. Now many think he accidentally suffocated while...
Yeah, asphyxiation.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like for sex and stuff, for pleasure. Yeah, I remember when that happened. When did he die?
It was... It doesn't say that, yeah.
It doesn't say?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a few years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, really?
Because he was in Kill Bill and,
and
these movies and stuff. Yeah, so he was in that. But I remember him. hanging like that. And actually, that wasn't the first case. I think somebody else was found hanging in a hotel room for a similar reason. Was it in excess or...
But it's so easy to rule it as that rather than not investigate who did that to him, you know?
Yeah.
If there's no evidence.
Well, I'm sure when there's foul play, they find out right away. You know, the question is, did he do it deliberately or not?
Yeah.
You know, right. But I think, I'm sure there's like, they can figure out, you know, mm-hmm. if he's naked and, you know, whatever
True.
He's got, like paraphernalia, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And Brendan Lee, Bruce's son, died after he was shot by an actor on set of The Crow. The gun was supposed to be using dummy rounds, but they hadn't. But it hadn't been put together properly. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I remember him dying, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's terrible.
I know. But they did make the Crow, so maybe they... Maybe they didn't end it with him or something. Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce Lee's coroner reports that he died by misadventure, specifically an allergic reaction to a painkiller, but some think he was murdered or even cursed.
Really?
Cursed?
Wow.
I guess that depends what you believe in.
Yeah.
And then there's Tupac Shakur's drive-by shooting death in 96
has in Las Vegas.
Never been solved, though many think it was to do with the East Coast-West Coast rap rivalry.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then the Notorious B.I.G. was shot 4 times in 97, and the case has still not been solved. Many think the shooting was revenge for rival Tupac's death the year before.
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah, some of these guys are gangsters, you know?
I know. We forget where they come from. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. They, like, become a musician and everything, but look at 50 Cent and stuff.
I mean,
this guy has been shot so many times.
Seriously. Yeah, you don't realize that he's part of a whole nother world.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And then there's Kurt Cobain, was ruled suicide, but some say there was too much heroin in his system at the time for him to have been able to shoot himself.
Really? That's interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. Plus, wasn't it with the rifle?
Yes.
That he killed himself? That's kind of unusual, you know? How do you kill yourself with a rifle?
And there was no legible fingerprints on it.
Wow.
Hmm. And then Brittany Murphy's sudden death has always been mysterious, especially when it was followed by the death of her husband months later.
Yeah.
For apparently the same cause. And her dad
from the same cause?
Yeah.
Wow.
Her dad wants the investigation to be reopened because he thinks she was poisoned.
Wow.
God. Pretty crazy, huh?
I don't know. Like all these people go
Hollywood,
through.
Yeah, like Hollywood people dying crazy. Mm. Like,
yeah.
No one just dies in the sleep in Hollywood. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's always crazy deaths.
That's true. Like freak deaths. Like look at Michael Jackson too, you know?
Right.
Nobody's totally solved that one yet.
I know. Yet. Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't on the list.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely a weird thing.
Crazy world we live in.
Yeah, I know. So I guess the latest report, I mean, I was just going to report about the gunman in Seattle, and now there's a breaking story that in the Georgia courthouse, he was killed, and he was armed with explosives and an assault rifle.
Wow.
Apparently planned to take hostages. So, yeah, every day you get one or two of those,
oh my
I guess.
Gosh.
And but the story in Seattle is pretty interesting because this guy opened fire at Seattle Pacific University. So he opened fire. He wounded two people. One of them ended up dying. But what happened was there was a guy there and... what's his name? They had the name for him. Hold on a second. John Mays. And I guess he's like a volunteer security guard or something. So he mm-hmm. had pepper spray on him. And he doused the attacker with pepper spray, tackled him. A few people also jumped on them, took away his gun and everything. And and knocked him down. So that's
pepper
a pretty...
Pepper spray is a great thing to have
it
on
really
you.
Is, you know?
Yeah. And it really was. I remember I had pepper spray. I had one in college. Me and all my friends had them. And it got on my fingers somehow. I don't know. I think we were like testing how to use it. None of us knew exactly how to use it. Yeah. One of my fingers, I rubbed my nose. My nose was on fire.
Really?
It was the worst thing ever. And it wasn't even like my eyes. It was my nose. It was terrible.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
I can only, like, pepper spray is such a good thing to have in defense.
That's true. That's true. It
Obviously
really
it's
works.
Not like a gun, but.
Yeah, you don't need a gun, though. No, you know, I mean, someone attacks you, that's enough.
Yeah. It
it's
is.
Easier to spray them anyway than to shoot them.
Completely. You know? And it gets you, like, it gets them away from you and then gives you time without any serious.
Yeah, I mean, you bring, you bring them to their knees with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work, I think, yeah. I mean, I think police use them too, right? When, you know, before they use a gun or something.
I think they do. They use something. Yeah, something
I mean,
like that.
You know, if someone just kind of misbehaves and refuses and fights arrest and stuff, mm-hmm. I guess you're not going to shoot him. You know, so pepper spray would be pretty good.
Yeah, just to get them on the floor.
God, I definitely want to be caught with pepper spray in my eyes. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Ouch.
I know. It's crazy. So, yeah, so this guy's considered a hero. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, people do heroic things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's every day there's something. Like
every day.
Shooting
every day somebody's shooting somebody. What is that, you know?
I know. Terrible.
I know. So, let's see what else is in the news. You know, we were talking about the commute, some of the busiest cities, remember?
Uh-huh.
The other day. And I think yesterday, and I said that in LA we spend 90 hours a year in traffic.
Wow.
Can you imagine 90 hours? They're saying the average is 40 minutes every day. On the freeways, on the road in LA.
In LA. I definitely spend 40 minutes, probably more.
Really? Yeah, you spend more, on average.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's with not even with traffic.
Right.
That's just normal driving.
Yeah. When you're stuck in traffic, it's a lot worse than that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's 40 minutes each way?
No,
so 20 minutes each way.
Yeah. Okay. And depending, like, what job I'm going to and where I'm going to. But I would say around 40 minutes... Maybe an hour is accurate. Yeah.
Well, I feel for you because I don't have to use freeways in my daily life. You know, I work here. I live down the street. And so I stay in the valley most time.
Right.
But sometimes I do have to take the freeway and it gets to be upsetting sometimes, you know. And especially, you know, and people blame their tardies on the traffic all the time.
Worst excuse ever.
It is, you know, because the thing is that you live in this town, you know you're going to hit traffic.
Yeah.
You know, so leave a little earlier.
Completely.
And especially people that don't know how to estimate time.
Right.
You know.
It's like always just leave more.
Yeah.
Just leave more time than you think. If you think it's going to take you 30 minutes, leave 45.
Exactly. Like. Because obviously you don't estimate time very well. Right. You're always late. You know? So give yourself some extra time. I mean, like I said, you know, I've lived here for many, many years. And I've driven the same freeways and the same traffic that everybody is. Mm-hmm. And I've never been late for anything because of traffic.
Yeah.
I really haven't.
Me
so,
either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
So some places like Honolulu is the second one on the list, and they spend about 83 hours a year.
Honolulu,
Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. And you wouldn't expect that, right? You think, hey, you know, paradise and everything.
Right, you think of surfers and relaxing and not sitting in traffic.
Exactly, you know, but I guess it's a smaller place. You know, it's not a big city or anything. And have you been at all? You said you went.
I've been to Kauai.
Young, right? Oh yeah, that's right. When you were young, right?
When I was young, but I've never been to any of the other islands.
So Honolulu is more like touristy and stuff, and there is a lot of traffic there. Right. I remember, and there's one freeway or something that goes to places nobody really goes.
Yeah.
But when you travel around town and stuff, it's small streets, lots of traffic, you know, and so people are saying also that. You know, they're trying to figure out why the commute is getting worse.
Right.
So they're saying it's because the economy is picking up. There's more people working, commuting to work and stuff.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But my theory is that there's just too many cars out there, you know? I mean, and especially in LA, everybody drives a new car. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, so all these cars are added on the road every day.
Right.
You know, where are you going to put them all? You know, so it's that's what happens. And the old cars don't get discarded as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what happens. Well, I mean, we're stuck with traffic.
What I didn't realize is how much people lease cars.
Yes.
It's all about leasing a car.
It
when
is.
You see someone have a really nice car, they're just leasing it.
Yeah.
They're paying for it monthly. And I don't know. When I was younger, I mean, you never think about that, do you? But when I was younger, I just assumed everyone's car was their car forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, everyone leases their car. And all these beautiful cars, it's like, they don't, I mean, yeah, they're paying monthly, but they're just paying, it's leasing.
Well, but wait a minute. If you buy a new car, right, it's not yours until the last payment either.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
not
true
many
too.
People buy cash for a car for cash.
That's also
so,
true.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I've thought about it a long time ago. That's why I'm leasing. I used to be a car salesman for a year.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And
Sam,
I learned,
you've done everything.
I know. Not proud of that one, except that I lasted as long as I did. I was there for a year. And I did terribly, but at least I lasted more than all the people that started with me just because I wasn't going to quit. But it was terrible. You know, they put all those boards on the wall and showing how many cars everybody sold. And you have this guy selling like 30, 32 cars this month and you've got three,
wow.
You know, and everybody can see that. So
After
a while I said, I'm not cut out for this.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I would argue and fight with the customers. You know?
It's like, you will buy this car.
Exactly. That's what you'll pay, too. Didn't work.
No negotiation.
Didn't work. Yeah. So, I'm here to tell you that leasing is a lot better because you can get a better car,
right.
A more expensive car
mm-hmm.
for the payment. Now, also think about it this way. Look, most people... Well, at least in LA, okay, they don't drive a car more than 5 years.
Right.
Right? So if you buy a car and you pay it over 5 years, it's never yours anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're right.
So, but then you might say, okay, but then the car is mine after I'm done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you paid higher payments. The car lost a lot of its value.
Right.
Right? So you end up probably losing money on it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and if you try to sell it during the time when you're paying for it, usually it's worth more, you owe more than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't like just give it back.
Yeah.
So with lease, you lease it. So like I said, you know, so let's say you wait until you pay off the car, it's 5 years, then you go, you know what, this car's old, it's over 100,000 miles, let me get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start all over again.
Right.
So you always have car payments anyway.
Yeah.
You might as well lease.
It's definitely, yeah,
have a car
agree.
Payment and get a new car every 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Definitely.
You know, it's just not, because you don't put cash into something that loses value. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know, cars lose value. So you're going to save up your cash, spend, let's say, $25,000 on a car, and...
Yeah, they just depreciate.
Yeah, exactly. The moment you drive off the lot, it loses 20, 30% already.
Yeah.
So what's the point in buying something that loses value? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. So, you know, once... They explained it to me. I thought, this makes a lot more sense.
Right.
I'm driving nicer cars. The payments are lower. I don't have to worry about anything, about selling it later, trading it in. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah. And it makes sense because, look, in today's world, everything works like that. Like rent, it's like renting something,
mm-hmm.
you know? You're not like, I mean, you're paying for only for what you're using. So, yeah, you have a car payment, of course, because you're driving a new car.
Right.
You know, it's the same with a lot of things. You know, you pay, like, even, you know, the stuff that we have, like, online and things like this, all of this is, like, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only pay for what you use.
And even now, I mean, you can get Best Buy and Macy's, and you can get those credit cards where you go on, like, an 18-month plan.
Right.
Pay, like, $10 a month for something.
Right. No interest in stuff.
Yeah.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, the
leasing.
Well, not the leasing. I just meant the... I don't know what the word I was looking for, but things have changed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not the same anymore.
Definitely.
And that's clear. You know, sometimes I drive by... Fry's Electronics in Woodland Hills. And that store used to be so busy all the time. You know, I mean, Best Buy could only hope they would be as busy as Fry's.
Right.
And huge stores. They have a few of them here in Southern California. Huge stores. Anything you can think of that has to do with computer electronics, you could get there. Mm-hmm. The parking lot, you can never find a place to park.
Wow.
Now when I drive by there, it's like a ghost town. You know, if I go in, there's hardly any people. The parking lot is almost empty. And you just, it makes you want to cry because you go, wow, you know, this whole world has changed, you know. Mm-hmm. They took away all of our bookstores and DVD stores and all that stuff. And that's all we have left.
Yeah.
You know, and because it used to be fun for me. I'd take my son, we'd go there, look at video games, mm-hmm. look at new computers, things like that. Now, they're going to close that one too. You know, because how can they compete with Amazon?
Can't stay open, yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
So, and that's the interesting thing, and especially in technology that I've seen. Companies that are huge and leaders in the industry suddenly disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like just the small ones.
Right.
You know, it's big ones,
the
too.
The big ones that are struggling.
So, so you never can figure, like Borders books that had to close and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That was a huge chain.
I remember that one.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble, hardly any of them left.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I love books. I love bookstores and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, what are you going to do? So now I do my shopping online.
Online.
Yeah. I know. I got this new Stephen King book. You know who he is?
I don't know.
He's like a huge author, like popular fiction and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen some movies based on his books.
Oh, cool.
Like Carrie. The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Was a Stephen King story.
I think I do know who that is.
Yeah.
And
he's written like so many books, and I've read almost every one of them.
Wow.
And he's considered like a horror writer, but to me, I never look at it as horror, you know, it just looks like very compelling stories. So I got the new one called Mr. Mercedes, and that's pretty cool. I mean, this guy drives into a crowd of people on purpose to kill them, and then the rest of the story is try and investigate it.
Oh, cool.
And it's unusual for Stephen King to write like a detective story.
Yeah.
Because often it's about there's something, it always starts like normal and then it becomes like something supernatural.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I don't like supernatural, that last one.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Because I don't really like supernatural, but I do, I like interesting.
Do you like horror?
Yeah, I love horror.
You do horror.
It's my
like
favorite.
Horror. Okay. So you just don't like supernatural and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just not things that...
Does it scare you and stuff?
No, I just find it stupid.
Really?
Like, that just can't be real.
Yeah. Well, you read fiction for it, you know, to
but
get away.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
Not for things to be
very
real,
true.
You know.
Yeah.
So you get like, I mean, the story of Cujo, that was made into a movie also. And the whole story was about this mom and her kid, they're stuck in the car because outside there's this rabid dog that's just waiting for them to come out of the car.
Oh, that's
the whole
scary.
Book. The whole book is about them trying to figure out. To
oh my
get
gosh,
out.
That makes
I know, like claustrophobic, yeah. right? Yeah. So he writes stuff like that. You know, it's very cool.
Yeah.
There's a mini series called Under the Dome. I don't know if you've heard of that one, and it's coming back for second season, and that one is based on one of his most recent books too.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this town just gets covered by this invisible dome,
right?
And things can shit. I almost spilled my coffee.
Almost coffee was over. You're getting so excited.
Yeah, I know. But so it's covered by a huge dome. But you can't really see it. It's invisible, but people can't go in or out. So you see like an airplane flying suddenly, bam, just like smashes into something invisible and it falls, you know. So it's a great idea, you know, and the military tries to break in. They shoot missiles into it. Nothing works, you know. But the story is really about the drama of the people stuck
inside.
In the town. And how things are changing, you know?
Wow.
I mean, when they don't have any contact with the outside world, how people start, like, all the secrets come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So the second season starts June 30th. I just saw the commercial, and I'm looking forward to that. I don't watch much TV, but some of these things are fun. Yeah,
definitely.
You know, because I could relate to it. I read the book. But interestingly enough, I read the book, and like the last quarter of it, I was really disappointed. And that's very unusual because I like his stories, you know.
Right.
But I felt like it didn't end right.
That's always a bummer when you put so much time into reading a book and then you don't like the ending.
I know.
No.
So, yeah, I don't, you know, so they made a miniseries out of it, like about 10, 12 episodes. And I don't know how they can come up with more. I mean, now it's starting to be like, I think more like creative writing where it's more like inspired and based on the story.
Yeah.
But it's not based on the book anymore, or it's not the story in the book anymore because that story ended.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it didn't end in the miniseries, so they could go on with it for
a while.
I guess. Yeah. So yeah, so that's fun, you know, and other stories that he had, I can't think of everything, but yeah, he's had some supernatural stuff and it's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah.
Might have to check out his book.
Yeah. You see, I'm not into horror that much. It just doesn't, I think
I
that's stupid,
horror.
You know?
Saw this. Have you ever seen any of the Saw movies?
No.
They're my favorite.
Really?
And they're so messed up, but they're my absolute favorite. I love them.
Oh, God.
And I don't know why I love them, but I do know why, because they have a story behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like the gory stuff at that too?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I like it because it could be real.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's done that's too out of it that couldn't be true.
Right.
It couldn't be not. Like,
that's true, because you have all these nutsos out there and wackos that do these things.
Exactly.
I know. I don't know. I don't even remember it coming out in the theater, but I remember him talking about it on Howard Stern some years ago. About a movie called Human Centipede. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I've heard
about
this.
Have you heard of it?
But I never saw it.
Yeah. I mean, this guy would just like sew people's faces to other people's asses, and they made them sort of like a centipede.
Right.
My God. I mean, who can think of this stuff?
I know. It's true. And like the Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs, I love those movies too. But like, who thinks of that?
I know.
I think I like the acting in that though.
Yeah.
I love the acting in that movie.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Agree.
I know. Anthony Hopkins is an amazing actor.
He really is.
Really.
He really is.
And you know, I mean, you see some actors that are like so professional that they can play different characters, and you don't see them only as that one character.
Right.
You know, they're able.
Exactly. There's some people that can't. Like Jennifer Aniston, all she plays is
romantic
comedies. And I love her.
And
but
she plays
Jennifer
Aniston.
Exactly.
That's what she plays.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But then there's some actors and actresses that can just play any part.
Right. And that's Anthony Hopkins for you. You know, I mean, he did Hitchcock. He was he was everybody, you know. Nixon, right? Did he do Nixon too? I think he did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, and he's
well-rounded.
Done so many. Yeah, I mean, to do a horror film like that and then to do like a historical movie and stuff. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today. We still haven't touched on anything. That's what I love, man. Even when we don't have a guest, we still don't talk
away.
About everything. Yeah, so that's cool, you know. It's cool. There used to be days where I just, you know, when there was no guest, I get up in the morning, I go, oh, a whole hour of having to talk and come up with things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems just fine. I mean, you know, time just goes by. So
it does.
So we're grateful to that. All right. Well, enjoy your wedding.
Thank you. The wedding
you're going to.
Thank you.
Are you flying down there or are you driving?
I'm flying.
Yeah. For a wedding, you don't want to have to drive all this way again.
Yeah. So flying.
Good
nice
for you.
Nice flight.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Well, enjoy yourself. Take lots of pictures.
Thank you. I will do for sure.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening and have a great weekend.
Yep.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.